Good Thursday. Today is June the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, there's been a lot of talk about DOGE and the different cuts in the USDA. We're going to take a look today at the USDA budget, some of the decisions that are being made, and how that could impact us all across the nation's heartland. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, it's another big day today out at the Paulding County Fair, taking a quick look at some of the schedule highlights. Starting at 8 o'clock will be the Farm Bureau 5K run. Now, registration for that starts in about a half hour. The Junior Fair Pleasure and Performance Horse Show starts at 9 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, the Goat Obstacle Course will be in the show arena. That's always a fun one to take in. The Open Swine Show for Junior Fair only starts at 6, and then at 7 o'clock in front of the grandstand, the Michigan Polling Association Miniature Horse Polling. Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, farmers may have a harder time getting conservation technical assistance under the USDA's 2026 budget proposal, which would slash free voluntary expert guidance by USDA's NRCS staff. The cut to conservation technical assistance is just one of nearly $7 billion in budget cuts USDA has proposed, but cutting technical assistance would create a ripple effect across USDA's broader conservation programs. The Trump administration has already seen more than 2,400 NRCS staff take a voluntary buyout, where roughly 1,700 other probationary employees at the agency had their jobs restored after their firings were blocked by the court. Now, under the budget, NRCS staffing would fall from 11,715 employees to 8,000 employees. That's nearly a one-third reduction in the staff. Breaking down the technical assistance change, the Conservation Technical Assistance, or CTA, is considered the backbone of USDA's conservation programs. NRCS staff help farmers with voluntary plans to implement the various conservation practices on their land, and NRCS staff also advise farmers on how to install a range of practices, such as integrating cover crops, managing nutrient runoff, restoring wetlands, or improving habitats. Technical assistance also serves as an entry point for farmers and ranchers into the suite of USDA conservation programs, such as EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, also known as CSP. Under USDA's budget, discretionary funding of the CTA would fall from $776.5 million in fiscal year 25 to zero in fiscal year 26, which would also eliminate the need for 2,546 full-time equivalent staff. Now, spelling out the cuts to technical assistance, USDA's budget plan suggests more reliance on states, local conservation districts, and non-government organizations to support the farmers. Farmers will continue to receive conservation, technical, and financial assistance, but with efficiencies that reflect greater resilience on state and local conservation districts, there are also sufficient mandatory funds to provide CTA. Now, some NRCS spending on technical assistance would remain. The NRCA budget shows mandatory technical assistance under the 2018 Farm Bill would go from $296 million down to $220.7 million. Then there is the $184 million in the CTA funds from the Inflation Reduction Act. So overall, discretionary conservation spending would fall from about $916 million to $112 million. Now, USDA's reorganization is currently on hold. The cuts depend on how Congress responds to USDA's request and how the department moves ahead with its reorganization plan. The NRCS budget repeatedly notes, quote, the decrease in FTEs compared to 2025 is based on NRCS's agency reorganization and reduction plan, the phase number two projected footprint after the reorganization takes place. The Trump administration's department reorganization plans are currently tied up in an emergency petition before the U.S. Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit of Appeals late last week upheld a lower court ruling barring USDA and other departments from moving ahead with large-scale cuts in staffing and agency reorganization. A district judge had ruled the mass job cuts require approval from Congress. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at crop.com. coverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Changing directions now, it's something we don't often think about, but research is underway on genetic selection of chickens to produce traits that lead to poultry with greater water use efficiency. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
You may be familiar with efforts to create greater water efficiency and use in agriculture via management strategies and conservation methods in crops. Some that come to mind include drought-tolerant plant varieties and more efficient irrigation methods. Yet water use efficiency is also being studied within the livestock sector.
We really need to be focusing on it because we have a growing population and we need to be able to feed that population. But at the same time, our freshwater resources are kind of diminishing. So in order to do that, we need to focus on the water sustainability aspect and focus on water efficiency related traits in livestock production.
Specifically in the case of University of Arkansas researcher Sarah Orlowski, poultry.
Are we going to impact feed conversion? Are we going to impact body weight? What other efficiency-related traits could be negatively or positively impacted by selection for water efficiency?
So Orlowski and colleagues from other institutions are developing technologies to measure water intake on an individual bird basis. Not only that, they are also studying how breeding for water efficiency traits in poultry might impact other traits.
And we hope that with our selection program that we have going on now, other primary breeder companies will be able to kind of implement this selection into their programs and maybe even extends out into other livestock species, whether it be cattle or pigs.
The research is currently in the fourth generation of two types of genetic selection. One group of poultry with traits for greater water efficiency, the other with less water efficiency traits.
But now we have the data and we have the technology for primary breeder companies to kind of implement that into their selection programs in hopes of them creating more water efficient lines that will then in turn feed the world. So we're more just a pilot study to see what happens when we select for water efficiency.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.